This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And are we going to become educated today? Because the man himself, you know, Michael Olson, who is the author, by the way, of the award-winning book Metro Farm, is such a brilliant, brilliant farmer. And he also has been involved in farming for so many years, was on the road and had been documenting. And we have so much to talk to Michael about. But Michael, what I love about your philosophy, which is so critical for all of us in this world, is that we really need to get back to the basics. How do we do that? And is it too late for the hemp and CBD world?
Well, I don't think so. And when it gets right down to it, they are getting back to basics. Because when you look at the history of hemp or cannabis, you will see that it really was one of the foundational crops of human civilization.
So tell us more.
Kind of hard.
Tell us more, because many people listening to this are like, "What? Are you kidding us?" So tell us the history.
Oh goodness! I think the first recorded use of cannabis goes way back to the Scythians. Thousands of years ago, people were using cannabis for clothing and for intoxication. So the earliest indications of the stories about the Scythians throwing cannabis on the fire, on the campfires, and sitting around getting high that way. But the plant itself has also provided fiber for rope and fiber for canvas. And, with rope and canvas, we could make ships that sailed where we wanted them to sail. And so we used cannabis as a means of getting around the world and establishing trade. It's just hard to think of a plant that has been more useful to humankind than cannabis. There just aren't that many that even come close. So when you say, getting back to basics, I think that of the history of cannabis and its use and its usefulness to we the people, that you just got to say thank you, good Lord, for putting the plant here. And we're sorry to have lost our way with it, but we're finding our way back slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely, very slowly. Michael,
Michael,
is it true that many of the documents regarding our Constitution were written on hemp paper?
Of course, and that's why they blasted. That's why our Constitution lasted as long as it has. It was written on hemp paper. There you go, that's pretty good. But yes, and hemp makes great paper, it makes great cloth, and an incredibly strong fiber.
I got a hemp towel. I swear to you, at least 15 years ago, if not more. And these two hemp towels are still in my towel collection, because they just will not wear out and they're still fabulous.
And maybe that's one of the reasons why we had this great prohibition against cannabis, because it was so useful in so many different ways that people who had other ways of doing things wanted to get rid of it. I think of a lot of of Henry Ford and what a great advocate of hemp that he was, and his fight with Standard Oil over ethanol and versus petroleum. You hear stories of how, you know, the forest industries wanted to get rid of hemp because it was much easier to grow hemp than trees, and on and on and on and on. So hemp became a target of economic convenience for a lot of people. And I suspect alcohol was part of that too. Get rid of hemp or cannabis, and then we can sell more alcohol, and so on. So when we think of this magic plant, we just have to remember of its great history for us, for we the people, and how it literally allowed us to civilize the world, because it was so incredibly diverse in its uses. So it's you just have to be grateful that it was given to us, and that we've been able to do so much with it. Where we are with it now is principally as an intoxicant and as a medicinal. And we're trying to really come to grips with how to manage those two things in our world. Out here on the coast, we've legalized, to the extent possible, cannabis. And in that process, we gave it over to the government. And the government instituted all kinds of taxes and all kinds of rules and regulations, and in effect destroyed the industry, or is destroying the industry, by making it so difficult to grow cannabis that only a couple of companies are big enough, have the economies of scale sufficient to be able to pay for all the rules and regulations. And so, whereas a few years ago, I think millions of families earned a partial part of their living by growing a secret plot of cannabis, those small farmers are really getting wiped out, and the industry is falling into the hands of a few. Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Unfortunately, it does. Yeah. You know, Michael, why I love having you on for so many reasons, but you're so... When did the farm and the land become such an important part of your life? How old were you?
Oh, that's very interesting. I was 6 years old when I soloed my first working tractor on my grandparents' farm near Belfry, Montana. And for a six-year-old boy to be put up on the seat of a big tractor, and Grandpa Carl, he said, "Okay, kid, I'll meet you at the end of the field." And he just got off the tractor, put it in gear, and left. And there I was, sitting way up high on this big tractor. I was so frightened I peed my pants, but don't tell anybody. But I did make it to the end of the field, and Grandpa was there. And I guess, you know, I always look back on that as, wow, I did something. It kind of gave you a little sense of accomplishment to be able to do something like that. But the grandparents' farm was a huge formative part of my youth. And I kind of ran away with it from it because, like many kids, you want to go to the big city and you want to go out into the world and explore things. And it wasn't until I was working for NBC Magazine with David Brinkley, and we were doing a story on survivalists up in Southern Oregon. And we were standing on a hill overlooking the Rogue Valley of Southern Oregon, And our guide, I think it was our network talent, was saying, you know, beyond you can see the Rogue Valley of Southern Oregon. This is where the survivalists hang out. But at any rate, I looked down in this beautiful valley, and there were all of these people down there, all of these farms down there that had been subdivided into those little survivalist retreats, and nobody was growing anything. So I just turned to our publisher, our guide, the publisher of Survivalist Tracks.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Food Chain. It's Food Chain and Food Chain Radio, and you also have Metro Farm.com.
Yeah, Food Chain Radio and MetroFarm.com.
Okay. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned.
Right.
Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk, HZ, an educational odyssey, talking with Michael Olson. His stories are fascinating. He's fascinating. Food Chain is the Food Chain with Michael Olson. He's fabulous. His books, his whole feeling about where we are in this planet when it comes to farming and the survival of this planet is very much connected to who he is. And I always like to have you on, Michael, because I think your knowledge and the breadth and depth of what you know is such an important reminder for all of us of how powerful this plant really is.
Yes, it is. And it's a truly amazing plant. So many uses. You could talk about the uses for months, probably. It goes on and on and on. And it's really unfortunate that the federal government, you know, focused all of its uses and got rid of all of them, with the exception of one, by prohibiting the plant. The government focused our attention only on its intoxicating properties. And so all of those other useful things that we used that plant for through the years were lost.
So Michael, this whole story of my buying a couple of hemp towels 15, if not 20 years ago, a long, long, long time ago, that are still fabulous. Why? And I was redoing my linen closet and gave away my hemp sheets. I could kick myself for doing that because they would have lasted forever as well. Michael, why is it so hard to... Years ago, there were hemp stores everywhere getting clothing. And what has happened? Industrial hemp has gone by the wayside. I know Europeans are using hempcrete instead of concrete. But why are we not?
I think most of that is a residue of prohibition. And perhaps that's a big reason for prohibition, is to get rid of all of those things. Is because they're so efficient. I was reminded of a story of Harry Anslinger, who was the chief prohibition cop of cannabis. And he went to raid a farmer's place someplace in the Midwest and pulled up all of his pot plants. And the farmer said, you know, those are my clothes that you just took. That's what I make my clothes out of. And Harry Anslinger said, well, not anymore. And walked off with his pot plants. Mm. And I guess that, of all of the stories I've heard, that was one of the more apocryphal ones.
Yeah.
About the plant.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
It was as if Harry Anslinger, the chief prohibitor, was telling the farmer that you are no longer allowed to make clothes out of this plant. You can only sneak behind the barn and smoke it for its intoxication. And it was kind of like, in that statement, we've been robbed of so much. And that, to me, is the greatest tragedy of the cannabis world.
It's so sad. It is so sad because you and I both know the money, the resources, the relief. It goes on and on and on that this plant would be giving. It's the plant that keeps on giving. It really is. It's the plant that keeps on giving, Michael. It mm-hmm. helps with the, it helps clean the soil. They've used it
yeah.
in areas where radioactive products, and they're using hemp to clean the soil.
Yeah. Yes. It does so much for so many people. And so I'm almost sad to see what we have done, but maybe we'll find our way back to the basics, as you suggested earlier. Maybe we'll find our way that to realize the usefulness of it. I know a lot of people are trying right now. You know, there's a lot of people growing industrial hemp, but if you don't have the infrastructure to, you know, to deal with all of that hemp, then you're not going to be growing industrial hemp very long. And I suspect that's what kind of happened to the industry, is that a lot of people grew industrial hemp, but then what do they do with it now? Because there's not the infrastructure to make the cloth from it and so on. So
yeah.
It's a gradual road back. Because
it is. And
when they prohibited,
so much,
they really took away everything.
They took away so much. They really did. And I've been told that right in outside the harbor here in Charlestown, there's so much wild hemp still growing. And in many parts of our country, wild hemp is growing. And people wouldn't know what the wild hemp looks like. So, but it's so easy to farm as well, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. They called it a weed for good reason. It grows very well just about everywhere. And I think it does grow everywhere, especially now that people have been selecting it for various other purposes. You know, other than just growing it as a fiber plant, which is what it was used for in World War II. You know, it was against the law for people not to grow it in World War II. And now it's against the law for them to have that they were forced to grow during World War II. So it went from being a mandatory thing to grow to a prohibited thing to grow. And the stuff that was grown when it was mandatory is still around, even though it's prohibited now. It just keeps getting crazier and crazier and crazier.
So, Michael, what's happened is that we as Americans have lost so much because of it. And it's so sad because we could be using hemp in so many areas of all of our lives, from building. I'm not even talking about the medicinal piece of this story, which is what we talk a lot about, but I'm talking about the industrial use of this extraordinary
sure.
product. So we thank you for being with us. Always so much fun and informative. As I told you, The Food Chain is available with Michael Olson. Check out his metrofarm.com. And Michael, as always, what a pleasure.
Always fun to be with Frankie Boyer. Thank you so much. And and thank you all for tuning in today. We love you.
Yes. Yes. And we'll take a quick break and be right back. Stay tuned. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely completely natural and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey. Joining us now, and what an event that Randy Rowe is putting together for everybody, and it is a conference, but not just any conference. The conference is about putting together media, cannabis cultivators, the trades, traditional media. And the hopes of this all is about what, Randy? And explain to us why this educational component and piece is so critical.
Well, one of our main goals at our conference is building our community, sharing knowledge, and elevating everybody as a grower and as the growing community and culture to better our plant, better the products, and to be able to, you know, communicate and network with one another.
So tell us about this incredible event.
So it's a, we usually have a 3-day conference. This year we're back down to a 2-day conference. Our kickoff day started with our Canadian Cannabis Cup. We did a flower cannabis cup, and then on Monday we did a hash cannabis cup. And it was the top LPs in Canada that we had 13 judges doing a blind judging in front of delegates, attendees, and curious people just walking by wanted to see what was going on. And then we had a Canadian premiere of Frenchie Cannoli, his documentary called Frenchie Dreams of Hashish. So that was our day one. And then day two, we had a cannabis science symposium along with our hash zone and our regular industry conference and stage. So we pull everybody together and network and collaborate and learn. We ended it off with our award show, our third annual award show, and that's where we announced the Master Grower of the Year, our Craft Grower of the Year. We had a Hall of Fame induction of Arjen Roskam from Netherlands. He's a 40-time cup winner. We had a Lifetime Achievement Award winner, which was Ramo from Ramo Nutrients. And then we had our flower and our hash winners for the Cannabis Cup. So it's an incredible event. Now, today is our third day and our last day. We do a grower's lunch, which we have a room full of head growers and master growers, and basically do a think tank session. So we got, they're having a lunch, but they have a table of round tables and curated questions, and they go through, and we're talking about quality and how to do things better. And then we end the day off with a seed exchange. So no other conference in Canada is doing,
So the conference is called Grow Up?
Yeah, Grow Up Conference Expo and Awards.
Tell me a little bit about, I have so many questions for you, Randy. Why did you start this? Because as the president of the Grow Up Conference and Expo, when did you start this event?
2017. So we've done a show up in Toronto, more related to the business side of cannabis. And I'm from the Niagara region, and I know in the Niagara region we've got a lot of growers, either outdoor growers, but we got a lot of greenhouses down here. And I thought this is just such a great place to get growers together, because a lot of the conferences deal with, business and finance and all that stuff. And I thought, well, let's do something for the growers. And this was just such a natural location. I mean, you got the falls, it's wonder of the world, and it's a great place to visit, so let's have it here. It's been
magnificent setting, yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We also did one this year in Victoria, BC, which is an incredible place. If you've never been there, highly suggest visiting it. And that's kind of a birthplace of growers, so that's one of the reasons why we selected that location. So instead of going to the large cities, downtown Toronto or Vancouver, we tend to go and migrate to the ones where growers would want to go to. So rather than drive into the city, and a lot of the growers are used to being out in urban areas or rural areas. So that's why we do them out here.
Randy, I have a lot of questions for you, and I'm sure the audience listening to this. You've been doing this for several years now.
Yeah.
What is the flavor? Tell us the flavor of the world of cannabis in Canada and where you are and what's happened since COVID?
Well, everybody's been taking a beating with COVID. I think there's not an industry that really hasn't been affected by it. Marijuana, I think the sales have not decreased because of the pandemic. I think they've been pretty steady, but I think the business of cannabis is changing. And right now we're in a down slope. We've got retail businesses out there that are going to be going out of business in the next year. There's, you know, maybe 30% of them are probably going to disappear. We're oversaturated. There's too many shops that are opening up, and they're competing against these large corporate retail. So some of the mom and pop ones are just not going to be able to survive. And I think that's going to weed itself out, but I think the way that the government implemented it sort of caused the problem. Now, the next thing is the micro growers and the craft growers. Again, these are the people that are putting out some high-quality product, but their profit margin is slimming because the government takes, you know, a fair share of the money that they would go back into the company, and they're competing with larger companies. So I think there's got to be a lot of things that got to change, and there's a lot of room for improvement. But I think overall, we're moving ahead. It's going forward. I see the industry starting to get stronger, and I think in 2023, I think as the world hopefully gets back to somewhat normal, that everything starts to increase, and you know, if they're looking ahead.
Yes, you had mentioned about the science, and I'm curious, what was discussed at that roundtable?
Well, we had six different panels of science. We had Dr. Miri Midri from Israel came up.
Oh, how fabulous. Fabulous.
Yeah, so he did two talks yesterday. I can't remember what exact topics were spoken all day yesterday, so I can't really get into the specifics of it. But we had, they're all doctors, we're all talking science. It was full. I mean, the crowd just, you know, really took to it. So I apologize. I don't have the specifics on everything that we talked about.
The fact that you did the science though is so exciting. It's very exciting.
Well, it's groundbreaking research that they're doing, and that just helps growers and it helps the industry. So it's ideal to bring them to this kind of environment.
Tell me your journey. How did this cannabis world, how did it open up to you? When did you first realize that this was going to be your future? When did you realize that there was an opportunity to make money and to have this expo?
It would have been back in 2017. I mean, I've always been involved in cannabis here and there just as a consumer and a user, but nothing on a grand scale. I didn't have any investment in the cannabis. And when we did the one show in Toronto, I just saw the potential to bring everybody together. And I mean, I've been in the event business for quite a while, and mostly on the music side. So it just it seemed like a good fit, and I thought a great opportunity in Niagara Falls. So I came to the center here, and it just made it work. And it was such a good fit. And it was at that point when I first started developing it and talking to people that I realized that, this is what we need.
Love it. Love this story. This is an opportunity for all of us to hear firsthand about a conference, a successful conference, and it is called Grow Up Conference and Expo. Randy Rowe is the president of Grow Up Conference and Expo. And we're thrilled you're with us. We have to take a quick break. So how can people find out more about you, the conferences, and all of those things, please?
GrowUpConference.com. You'll see what we're doing here in Niagara Falls. They'll have a list of all of our schedules. And then our future dates, which we'll be announcing in the next month. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so hold on to that, and we will be back in just a moment with Randy. I'm Frankie Boyer. You're listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer, and we are continuing our conversation with Randy Rowe, who is the president of Grow Up Conference and Expo. He's been doing this since 2017, and this has been, would you say this was one of the more successful conferences, Randy?
Well, it depends on what measurement we use. The conference itself, the scheduling and the programming has probably been by far the best program that we've done. We just got such great content. The size of our conference this year is a lot smaller than we typically have. I'd say it's probably down, you know, to a third of what we normally do. But I think that's just an indication of the industry. But as far as the success, it's been a huge success. We've added our consumption lounge, which we did in 2019, and we've continued it here, but we've just made it so much better. So the consumption area is, if you go to any of these conferences on a regular basis, you know that a lot of people do business at the bar, even at the bar at the hotel. You sit and have a drink and, you know, you meet new people. Well, we're a cannabis show, so why are we not outside smoking? And there's a lot of people that don't drink beer. They don't want to go to a hotel, or they don't want to go to the after party. So we need to accommodate that. And, you know, I'm looking outside right now, and there's, you know, hundreds of people out there, and they're doing business. They're talking, they're writing deals, shaking hands. It's no different than a bar, and they're in their own element. You know, people sometimes smoke because they either have a social anxiety and they don't like going to bars. Well, now they're able to sit there and do a dab if they want, or roll up a joint, and, you know, and be able to talk to other consumers and growers. And it's the community and feeling comfortable and being able to enjoy what, you know, you couldn't do 5 years ago. You were not allowed to do this.
Really?
And it's all legal.
Yeah.
Like the Canadian Cannabis Cup that we had was 100% legal. It was all legal cannabis. It was from licensed producers, Health Canada licensed producers. Everybody had within their limits the amount of cannabis that you're allowed to have. And it was done outside, outdoors, and people were able to see it. And to think of doing that 5 years ago, it's just crazy. Everybody would have been arrested.
When you first started doing all of this, tell us about the laws in Canada. So is it totally legal for all consumption, or give us what the specifics are, please.
So when we first started, it wasn't legal. In 2017, you weren't allowed to have cannabis unless you had a medical license. All that changed in 2018, and our second show was legal, but there's still a lot of restrictions. So the way that it works in Canada is recreational. You can carry up to 30 grams. So that's any combination of hash, weed, concentrates, seeds. As long as you don't go over that limit, that's your personal limit, and then you can consume it anywhere. You can just walk outside, and wherever anybody's having a cigarette, you know, you can light up. And it's some people get offended, and I think a lot of our culture, we're used to smoking, you know, behind the garbage cans in the back alley so that nobody sees it. So everybody's respectful and then you stay away. But I mean, we can smoke wherever we want.
That's very different than here in the States. Do you see, and I'm just curious your thoughts, do you see that the States, we will have to at some point come to terms with legalization, or do you think it will still go state by state?
I think it's going to be state by state for quite a while. It's the way the United States are, it's to do it federal, it's going to be something huge to happen to make that federally acceptable. Because, I mean, there's a lot of states that are just not going to accept it. So I think that's the hurdle. And I think doing it state by state, I think they're getting to the point where, you know, you're going to have a majority of the country that's going to be legal. And once they go legal recreational, then you're going to see kind of what we're doing here in Canada. And I think that one of the things that we get restricted on in Canada is we can't advertise. So we can't have a billboard that says come to our dispensary, or, you know, we can't advertise this as the best product, or this product does this for you. At least in the United States, you got a little bit more freedom state by state to be able to promote your product and promote the actual consumption of it. So I think the United States is doing a lot of things right. And I think once they get to that sort of federal level, I don't know how long that's going to take and if it'll ever reach that point, but I think once they do, it's going to be a game changer. I mean, there's a lot of other countries that are coming online, Thailand, you know, that are becoming legal. And I think eventually there's going to be enough pressure put on the federal government to, you know, switch over to making it legal. And if you look at the amount of people that are in jail right now because of, you know, just having possession, it's incredible. The numbers are incredible. And Steve D'Angelo has headed up the Last Prisoner Project. And basically it's just trying to get everybody out of jail that, you know, was arrested for possession. And so I think it's going to get there. It's going to take a long time, and it takes a lot of leaders and a lot of people advocating for it. I mean, it took a long time in Canada to get pushed. So,
I so agree with you, and I think it's disgraceful and disgusting that there are still people in jail because they possess cannabis. I mean, it's stupidness.
The amount of people that are in there.
Yes, it's stupid. It's stupid. I hate it. I'm you know, I'm so grateful for Steve and the work that he's doing, because it's just horrible in this day and age.
You know, so, and it takes people like Steve to everybody to just get on that soapbox and get people involved and just keep pushing it. That's how things get done.
Well, we thank you for coming on board and tremendous success with this year's conference. And next year, when is the? Do you have the dates yet, or are you all set for next year?
I don't have dates yet, but we are looking to do BC and Alberta, and we're always considering doing an American show because there's so many hours. Yeah, I mean, we had talked about
keep us posted. We're out of time, but Randy Rowe, give us the website. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. And the website is growupconference.com.
And this has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.